It's Wednesday, June 4th, 2025, and here's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Canadian wildfire smoke chokes the Midwest. A fleeing driver arrested after his vehicle gets stuck in a muddy field. Fake DMV techs attempt to scam money from drivers. And the carnival returns to Aquafest this week. Good morning. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Here's our top story. Smoke from Canadian wildfires has carried another day of poor air quality south of the border to the American Midwest. Conditions in parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan were rated very unhealthy on Tuesday. The smell of smoke hung over the Minneapolis-St. Paul area on Tuesday morning. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency issued an alert for almost the entire state into Wednesday. Canada is having another bad wildfire season, and more than 27,000 people in three provinces have been forced to evacuate. The smoke is reaching even Europe, where it is causing hazy skies but isn't expected to affect surface air quality there. Officials say you should stay indoors as much as possible, keep your doors and windows closed, and use air filtration masks when outdoors. The air quality alert is expected to last through Wednesday midday. A driver fleeing from police was arrested after his vehicle got stuck in a muddy field. The Barron County Sheriff's Department said 42-year-old Jess Blake of Shell Lake was arrested on charges of fleeing, operating while revoked, bail jumping, a warrant offense, violating parole, and several traffic offenses. Barron County Sheriff's Department Captain Darren Hodek said deputies attempted to stop a vehicle on County Highway M for traffic and registration violations. The vehicle fled, reaching speeds of 70 miles per hour, and stopped at an address in Rusk County. A deputy attempted to perform a pit maneuver but was not successful. The vehicle drove into a field and became stuck in mud. Blake was taken into custody. Formal charges are pending from the district attorney. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation warns of a new phishing scam. Sean Maloney tells us more.
Consumers are receiving texts which claim to be from the State Division of Motor Vehicles. The phishing texts warn of a final notice or an unpaid traffic violation and attempts to get you to click on fraudulent links or reveal personal information. To avoid falling victim, be suspicious of demands for money or urgency, never share personal info with unsolicited emails or messages, and never engage with a suspicious caller or click on any links in a text message. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
While school is out for the summer, Wisconsin kids and families who rely on school meals have options to keep healthy and fed. Amanda Cullen with the State Department of Public Instruction says schools and nonprofits across Wisconsin are running summer meal programs.
We have public and private school food authorities, residential, public and private nonprofit summer camps, colleges and universities.
Cullen says it's vital that kids don't fall behind on their growth because of a lack of money to pay for food. You can find a summer food program near you online at dpi.wi.gov. Rice Lake's Aquafest is underway. Brian Schultz, event organizer, talks about some of the events this week.
On Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in the food court over the lunch hour, come on down. We have live music all 3 days this year. And so that'll be fun. Kind of a big thing is we have a carnival this year. Haven't had a carnival for a couple of years. So the carnival will be on Lakeshore Drive, kind of up where the old hospital was, up by the lake there, and up by those woolly creatures up in that way. And so we'll have a carnival fun for the kids. So go up that way, enjoy that over the week. There'll be Thursday through Sunday there. And the Grand Parade will end on Sunday, June 8th. That'll be the same route coming down Main Street.
Lakeshore Drive is close to traffic from Bundy Street to Hammond Avenue for the carnival. Main Street between Water and Messenger Streets is closed through Sunday afternoon for the Main Stage Entertainment Area. Main Stage music events are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. For the full schedule of events and more information, visit aquafestonline.com. That's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. I'm News Director Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.